Yankee Mee took a second wife, a girl of the Jolaha main stock of the Mees, and singularly beautiful. Yankee Mee could not see her beauty, wherefore he took her on trust and forbade her to go down the pit. He had not worked for 30 years in the dark without knowing that the pit was no place for pretty women. He loaded her with ornaments, not brass or pewter, but real silver ones, and she rewarded him by flirting outrageously with Kandu of No. 7 Gallery Gang. Kandu was really the gang head, but Yankee Mee insisted upon all the work being entered in his own name and chose the men that he worked with. Custom, stronger even than the Jimahari Company, dictated that Yankee, by right of his years, should manage these things and should also work, despite his blindness. In Indian mines, where they cut into the solid coal with the pick and clear it out from the floor to ceiling, he could come to no great harm. At home, where they undercut the coal and bring it down in crashing avalanches from the roof, he would never have been allowed to set foot in a pit. He was not a popular man because of his oil savings, but all the gangs admitted that Yankee knew all the cuts or workings that had ever been sunk or worked since the Jimahari Company first started operations on the Tarachunda fields. Pretty little Unda only knew that her old husband was a fool who could be managed. She took no...